Hey, Supermom, Sarah here. I have been thinking for a really long time about sharing more information about working from home and being an entrepreneur, being a mom who's an entrepreneur, being a homeschooling mom who's an entrepreneur, and the list goes on, right? The mom who eats healthy and cooks meals for her family, who keeps a clean house, all those things. I've been thinking about sharing a little bit more about the entrepreneur side of my life because a lot of you are experiencing those tugs at your heart where you are just ready to do something other than just be a mom. And I use the word just not in a mean or derogatory manner. I mean, just a mom is, it's a pitiful explanation of what we are because just being a mom is a huge, huge thing. But we want to do more than just be a mom, right? We want to have other things and other aspirations in our lives. So I want to share a bit more about that. And I believe that this is the beginning of many more adventures in entrepreneurship with Crunchy Supermom. So I just want to tell you a bit about how I got started in the entrepreneurial world. And we'll go from there.
Some say Supermom is just a figure, but we believe she's real, and that's why we're here on the Crunchy Supermom Show talking about ways to make your vision of your Supermom self a reality, one small step at a time. Hi, I'm Sarah, a nerdy homeschooling mama of three girls, a devoted military spouse, a follower of Jesus, and a no-nonsense, natural-minded supermom.
So, supermoms, have you ever had something that changed your life so much that you were so grateful that words couldn't even express it? Have you ever not shared that life-changing thing with others? I found myself keeping it to myself, and that felt selfish. In 2018, I started a second business venture, and I could not be more thankful for all that it has inspired in our lives and for the impact it's had on the people around me. All I ever wanted to do once I became pregnant was to stay at home with my baby. And now I'm leading a team of moms who wanted the same thing, but they also started wanting something more, better health, more money, more time. And some just wanted to be a part of something that was exciting. When my first daughter was born, I had a really hard time imagining myself working outside the home and leaving her at daycare, but I also loved working. I actually tried working full-time for a week when she was about 3 months old. And I cried in the bathroom the first hour I was there. And it was an amazing job, you guys. It was something that in any other situation in my life, I would have died to have such an opportunity. But at that time, I just couldn't leave my baby. And so soon after, I started Googling how to work from home and not get scammed. How many of you have done that, right? You've Googled all the ways to work from home. There are so many scams out there, but there are also a lot of legitimate job options. There are also a lot of things you can do for a lot of money if you're okay with being super uncomfortable. And not that entrepreneurship isn't uncomfortable, because it can be, but there's things like cold calling and hosting home parties. And well, I've held quite a few paying jobs where I work from home, but I was still trading my time for money. And I know I sound totally crazy, but I put more into those jobs than I could ever receive back in the form of fulfillment or even money. None of that was really for me. So I stuck with what I enjoyed, and I've built a nice little business over the years just sharing what I'm passionate about. But most of you know that about me and how my little Crunchy Supermom business got started. But starting this type of business isn't for everyone. So I'm excited about this second venture that I embarked on, it's just about 2 years ago, because it is this type of opportunity that is a fit for pretty much anyone who's passionate about health and helping others. And I'm passionate about sharing how I've overcome a chronic illness. And as a result, I've created a way for others to make that impact that they desire for themselves and for others with each other, with other people in their community, with their families. And the system that I created to help those women is so simple that you won't believe it unless you see it. And that system's allowed hundreds of other women who are passionate about staying at home or getting home or bringing a spouse home or whatever the case may be, they've become successful. And listen, I know what you're thinking. You're not me, and you don't have this skill and that skill, and you think that I have all of these skills too. And that's fair. But you're actually perfectly capable of taking your life in a new direction in 1 year's time if you want to. And you might feel you're too busy, going through way too much in your life, and you just don't have the skills. And I get that too. I had to learn a lot of this stuff on my own. You just can't see what you're capable of just yet. You're capable of doing more with your life and making the impact that you hope to make, both inside your family and outside of your family. And anything can happen if you're open to it. And I truly believe that I can personally mentor anyone who's willing and driven to have those kinds of impacts in their life. Now, 18 months ago, I had way too much going on. I didn't have all of this belief. I was sick. My husband was deploying. I was running this crunchy supermom business. I was homeschooling, doing some contract work to create enough income to cover my graduate student loans. And of course, I was volunteering to help breastfeeding moms. I launched a local food co-op. I was coaching basketball, and I'm sure I'm leaving off some other stuff I was doing. I couldn't tell you then why I was doing all those things either. Most of it made me really stressed and unhappy. But, you know, looking back, I know now I was just trying to feel like I was contributing to the greater good of the, and I don't know who, just people, to make an impact on the lives of others. And I felt confident and comfortable with my contribution to my family, but I wanted to do more. So in those first few months where I started saying no to literally everything, like I stopped all those things I was doing, I felt this guilt, like I wasn't using this gift I had, these gifts that I'd been given. And I didn't want to be that guy from the Bible who didn't use his God-given gifts to do good in the world. Have you ever felt that way as a mom? Like you want to be a professional career woman or some variation of that, but you aren't willing to give up time with your kids for the wrong opportunity to use your gifts, if that makes sense. So how do you do both without going crazy? Now, some part of this is just our unwillingness to get uncomfortable, and some of it is just the lack of the right opportunity. And some women get to use their gifts in ministry, and some get to use their gifts in volunteering, or some of them work full-time outside the home. And more than that, some do so many different things, right? And that's great. If that is you and you feel like you're doing all that you were meant to do, then fantastic. Keep on doing it. But if you're feeling like I was feeling, or I had this nagging feeling that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do, but I was too scared to let all the wrong things go, then maybe we should chat. You know, if you're feeling a little lost, let me know. I might be able to help you. So when my husband deployed and some of those things I was doing either removed themselves from my life, have you ever had that happen where something you think is critical to your life just falls apart? That happened to me right when my husband deployed. And I would love to tell you the whole story of the first month he left. But I decided that maybe God was showing me that I was to say no to things for a season, just for that season. So I did. I started saying no to literally everything. I said no to helping in the nursery at my church, and we were all supposed to do at least one time a month. I said no to volunteering at our homeschool co-op, also something I was required to do. I stopped coaching basketball. I turned down all the contract jobs, and I literally said no to the answer to my prayer when it fell into my lap because I was waiting for the right thing, right? I was praying for help. I needed strength and I needed health to take care of my kids and all these things in my life. I had to deal with them while my husband was away. So I said no to everything, but God wasn't having it when I said no. I can think of three specific times where I was exposed to this one thing that would later change my life. But at that time I completely rejected it. The third time I said, fine, whatever, let's just take a look. And it ended up being the answer to my prayer. And if you haven't heard me talk about how far my health has come over the last few years, just let me know and I'll tell you about it. I mean, I have a video for that too. But today, I really want to focus more on the impact this one yes has made on others around me globally. I'm watching people with chronic illness go from thinking life is too hard to live to doing things that they never thought possible. And as if that weren't enough, I was teaching other moms how to share this gift with others in a way that was easy. So easy that anyone could do it. And they weren't just doing it, but they were succeeding at reaching the goals that they were setting for themselves. And moms who worked part-time were able to replace that income and stay home with their kids even more. Moms who did the uncomfortable things like donating plasma and driving Uber to make ends meet, they started making three times what they were making each month. How many of you have ever wanted to build a business or a side income that would change your life, but you felt like you didn't have the skills or the ability to do it, or all the opportunities seemed risky? Businesses are difficult, but this one isn't. You also don't do it alone. I mean, this is how I got started. A friend sent me a video, and then she tagged me in a post that pertained to my life, and that was it. Doesn't that sound simple? I mean, the system of sharing life-changing information is so simple that anyone can do it. It doesn't take much time, and it isn't uncomfortable at all. I mean, you can do uncomfortable things and be even better at it, but the simple part's easy. The best part is the information she shared with me, it applies to everyone, and it's completely backed by peer-reviewed studies and patents. Trust me, Crunchy Supermom tried to debunk every bit of what she was telling me, and so far in 2 years, I haven't been able to. And witnessing the changes that take place in my wellness community has solidified my belief. There's no better way to promote optimal wellness and longevity than by biohacking our bodies to be the best that they can be. So I am forever thankful to everyone who's been beside me along this journey. And I can't tell you what it means to me to watch you all succeed and grow into the women who are now impacting others the way that I've been able to impact you. And if you, listening to this, are feeling like you're ready to fulfill your more than just a mom life goals, I want to talk to you. I will make time to show you why I'm jumping out of my bed every day, excited about what I do and how it can impact others. And so let's take some time to chat. It may not be for you, but we can chat and you can decide, right? It, no harm in learning about the information. So there's a link here. Click it. Read some stuff, watch a video, and schedule a time to chat with me if you want to learn more. Otherwise, I highly encourage you to sign up for the 3 Secrets Guide for getting more time in your day. Because no matter what your goals are, I guarantee that getting more time into your day will help you achieve more without giving up time with your kids, your family, and doing all the things that matter to you most. So, Supermom, are you ready to do more than just be a mom?